Sometimes hilarious, always hilarious. It's Keeping Up with Ken Hellenius on Mater Dei Radio.
Well, no matter whether it's rain or shine, it is always a beautiful day when you are looking at Mary on that beautiful Golden Dome in Notre Dame. Joining us this morning with a perfect view of our Heavenly Mother, Ken Hellenius. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning to you.
So, Ken, from your office, can you see that Golden Dome from your window?
I can, right out the, so we just moved buildings this at the beginning of this academic year, and I went from having a tiny view of the Blessed Mother to now she's much larger and much, much brighter, and especially since they regilt her this past year, so she's bright and shiny. It's beautiful.
Ken, is there real 24 karat gold in that paint that they put on that Golden Dome?
There is indeed.
Is there
a matter of fact, yeah. And this was last spring as they were preparing the process, beginning the process, they actually scrape the existing stuff, you know, so that they can adhere the new gilding to the statue. And I watched so many families, especially little kids, running around, you know, picking up little leaves of gold off of the ground around the base of the building. It was delightful.
Like an Easter egg hunt, Ken, and you were out there just in front of everybody, knocking them over for the big pieces of gold, no doubt. Wonderful.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Well, how wonderful of a day, though, to be able to sit at your desk, look out the window, and see that beautiful image of our Blessed Mother above you. And it's just wonderful to have an opportunity to talk with you today. Now, are the students gone from school now? Are they done for the summer?
So the final day of classes was on Wednesday, and now we're in what's called Reading Week, and the finals begin on Tuesday morning. So next week is the end of the academic year for 2023-24, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Now, has Notre Dame had the same situation like we are seeing here at Portland State University of protesters, or kind of any engagement with the war protests?
So there was a small demonstration just at the end of last week, but it was Father Hesburgh in the late 60s established what's known as the 15-minute rule. Anybody who's beyond the pale, protesting or having a demonstration that crosses over into non-rational discourse is given 15 minutes warning to change their ways. And after 15 minutes, they are subject to being removed from campus. Oh. You know, we're a private property here. So that's the rule. The 15-minute rule kind of the mode.
I like that. Your 15 minutes of fame is over. So let's get back to school. Ken Hellenius is joining us this morning. So we have a double feast day today, St. Philip and St. James the Less. Why the connection between these two that they have to share the same day?
So they share the same day primarily because this was the date of this feast commemorates the dedication of the Church of the 12 Apostles in Rome. And the Church of the 12 Apostles is where they are buried together. So they were martyred. They were both apostles. They were both martyred separately. We read about the martyrdom of St. James. Actually, we hear about it in the Acts of the Apostles, that he was thrown off the parapet of the temple. He had been the Bishop of Jerusalem and kind of the leader of the local church. In the Acts of the Apostles, we read most about him. And we see that he presided over the first council of Jerusalem. So when they sent their letter and said, you know, for the converts to Christianity, you know, here's what we suggest. We, you know, avoid meat sacrificed to idols, you know, but you don't have to be circumcised. That letter was written at the Council of Jerusalem that James presided over. So he's martyred in around 62 AD, and Philip the Apostle, whom we learn most about in the Gospel of John, we see him at multiple points in John. Philip ends up martyred in a town called Hierapolis, which is in kind of southwest Turkey, And eventually his bones were taken to Constantinople, and then from Constantinople to Rome, where they sit and are venerated today in the Church of the Twelve Apostles, which is right around the corner from the Gregorian University, which is the oldest of the pontifical university seminaries.
Ken, we spoke here just a moment ago, and weather in Vancouver is, of course, the beautiful Proto-Cathedral of St. James the Greater.
The Greater,
so
yeah.
So why is there a James the Greater? And unfortunately, I don't know that I necessarily think that James would maybe have liked to have been called the Lesser. Maybe it doesn't translate quite the same.
Yeah, so James is actually one of the most interesting names in the New Testament, because there are at least five Jameses named, or at least five different kind of descriptions of James. There's James, who's the brother of John. They were the fishermen that Jesus called, James and John, the sons of thunder, as they're known. And then there's another James who's listed in the kind of 12 apostles, among the apostles. He's known as James, the brother of the Lord, or James the Just. We call him James the Less just to, because we call, you know, James the Greater. So it's more comparative to one another, but they're still apostles, right? These are still the first bishops, the called by the Lord. And so James, the brother of the Lord, of course, we understand that word brother to mean sibling. He could have been one of Joseph's sons before Joseph took Mary as his wife. Of course, the tradition tells us that Joseph was an older man, perhaps a widower, when he married Our Lady. And so James, the brother of the Lord, again, for not being James the Greater, he still ends up being the leader of the church in Jerusalem.
Wow.
And St. Paul actually refers to him as one of the pillars of the church alongside Peter and John. So he was, for somebody, again, that we think of perhaps as the less, he did pretty well for himself as an apostle.
Sounds like it.
We're visiting with Ken Hellenius at Notre Dame, celebrating the feast of St. Philip and St. James the Less. And Ken, I understand with St. Philip, there is a dragon involved in his martyrdom, which intrigues me.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the statue of St. Philip in the Lateran Basilica, the Pope's Cathedral, there are statues of the 12 apostles, and Philip is depicted holding a cross and with his foot on the neck of a dragon. Exactly. There are various stories about his martyrdom, and some say that he was crucified upside down, much like Peter was. Others say that he was beheaded. And then there's another strain that involves a dragon, but honestly, I was unable to dig deep enough to find out why, except for the fact that that statue is incredibly It's intriguing to depict Philip with this dragon. I always, of course, spiritually, and Deacon Harold and I used to talk about this a lot. You know, when you read in the Psalms stories of you know, kind of death and destruction, Deacon would always talk about how that represented sin in the soul. And so often when I think about a demon or a dragon, in this case, Peter or Philip kind of standing on his neck, I think of him as conquering sin too. So there's both a spiritual meaning, perhaps, as well as a very legitimate, real reason that he was, martyred by dragon. I'm going to have to dig a little deeper, but Philip is fantastic. He's also patron of bakers and pastry chefs.
Oh.
And here's why. John, in the Gospel of John, before his first multiplication of loaves, the Lord asked Philip, he said, how much bread will it take and to feed this crowd? And Philip says, Lord, 200 days wages would not be enough to feed this crowd. So he's a guy who understood the value of both bread and of wages. And so he ends up becoming the patron of bakers and pastry chefs.
Oh, interesting. And thankfully, he's got his foot on the neck of that fire-breathing dragon, so none of those pastries would ever
burned.
Be burnt. That's right. Oh, Ken, thanks so much. You always are a wealth of knowledge to lead us a little bit further into the lives of the saints, and we appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Have a blessed feast of Saints Philip and James.
You too. God bless you.